comfortable modern chaps laying back in this morning. Always somebody in the party would prefer that. I always did. I never did like those straight chairs or Duncan Fife or those leather things. I just didn't sit on them. Chilling didn't use them. I stayed in the living room. But we had a modern sofa in there with a couple of chairs like this and another TV. It would open up onto the porch gates where the windows are sliding doors, folding doors. You go in the living room and have all the stuff over the TV on that side of the room and settee and whatnot around. And then on the porch, you could just walk through the living room right out onto the screen porch. Just have the floor that was waxed and sanded and waxed all the time. So when it's right in front of you, you can see a big lake out in front of it. It's going there. And you can see through the park there, it's your own park. You sit there and look into the park, and watch cars go by, watch the people in the park, you know, and people walking around the park. I think they went short to the same time.
You remember about that log house that you wrote in when you were a boy. What all would y'all have in the bedroom? What kind of furniture would you have in there? What pieces of furniture?
We had very suggested furniture. We didn't have a chance to do furniture. We just didn't have the money to put into it. Take a man with 8 small children, and none of them old enough to work. Even if they give you the rent on the place, and they pay you a living wage for man and his wife, he had a hard time surviving with 8 children, even then with a garden and with all the free rent and whatnot. You had enough sickness to where you couldn't, you had to take care of that. He did mighty well with what he made, and he was one of the highest paid men, I mean, as far as the foreman, we all raised about the same, and he was a foreman, and we got extra big house for that. A little more consideration than we did the man who worked for by the hour. But you can imagine trying to feed 10 children, even when prices were cheap back there, on $75. You couldn't buy any furniture. We had a couple of big old rockers. I remember some of the rockers we had. We had one old mahogany rocker that was a family heirloom. I don't know where we got it. They had it when I came in. We had another one we got with some kind of coupons. And it turned out to be better than anyone. It's still in service right now. One of my sisters has it. It's a beautiful piece of furniture. She's had it done over and got it in her regular. She's got a house full of antiques. Just every time anybody in the family discards one or die and pass on, she gets it. And I usually give it to her. That boy, she knows what to do with it. She spent 2 hours telling you what she got. And she wants to tell you every time you go over there, so I ought to know them all, but I don't. She got some of the money. That's the only piece of furniture I think that survived that log house was that mahogany rocker.
Whereabouts did you keep your clothes in there? Did you have a closet or?
Have them hanging on the nail. Finally, when the girls fixed them up, the closet down and put curtains around it. See, just square rooms and no closets. You just put a curtain up there, and you had a string of wire across down to the other end of it, all the way across, or else put a post up there and didn't bother putting the post. Just put the, all the way across, put the curtains up there. Usually made the curtains out of flour sacks. Take the flour sacks out, bleach them. And dye them. They dye them different colors, sew them together and put them up there and make a curtain.